Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. It's November 15th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released May 14th and 15th, 2003.
Nazarene, we have been having some strange bad weather here in the Midwest, where the rain is even passing through from east to west instead of the opposite normal direction. Is there some outside interference here?
Well, Alora, if you look at the map on your wall of the United States, you'll see two great big spiritual dead zones in the middle of Texas that have bound together and made a shield right across Texas. Now that shield, as the wind blows, is diverting the warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico right up into the Midwest, where it is hitting that nice cold air coming down from Canada, and all hell is breaking loose. There most certainly is something going on in the Midwest. God is pouring his wrath onto it. The increased intensity of the weather is definitely because of the effect of the Texas dead zones. And as long as those dead zones are there, you can look for some incredible weather this year. I hope none of it gets up to where you and Demetrius live, but of course we are doing our best to shun any of that away. But sometimes even we can't keep control of what we start. Once we set something in motion, it's going. And when it's going, you better get out of the way. Because we're mad, and we're telling everybody we're mad, and nobody will listen, and we just keep getting madder. Yeah, there's something going on in the Midwest, all right, and people better find out what it is.
Uh-oh! Get out your umbrellas, raincoats, and rowboats. Gone mad again.
In some places, Alora, they may actually need submarines, or some of Hussein's bunkers. They may be even better.
We'll be back after the break.
Greetings. This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. I invite you to read my free book, The Truth Is Here, if you really want to know what's going on with aliens. It may be found at
http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/true/forward.htm. Nazarene, as we look at these reports of the terrible devastation of these tornadoes in the Midwest, everyone asks us, how can you cause these? How can you do this to innocent people?
Because, Alora, in the first place, the people build their homes in this area where they know these dangers exist, and they do not build those homes in such a way that they can resist the terrible forces that may be put against them. When people do this, it's not really God's fault. And secondly, these people are not innocent. They are at war with the kingdom of God. They support their president. They support their government that is trying to destroy the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God has to fight back. The kingdom of God has no choice. It is very, very hard for us, Alora. We do not like destroying everything that people have worked for all their lives. We do not like destroying their hope and dreams. But they are attacking us. They are destroying everything we love. They are threatening our very existence. They are threatening to destroy us. And we have to act. We have no choice. We have to fight back. We have to do all in our power to make their government stop attacking us. We have to do all in our power to save Israel. We have no choice. We have to do what we're doing. We wish there was another alternative, but when people attack us, we have to fight back. That's all we can do.
You got that right, Nazarene. Saying everyone there is innocent is like if I said I'm the First Lady of the United States.
Now there's an idea, Alora, but the people of the United States wouldn't have that much common sense.
We'll be back again.